Oh, jeez. I really have to do this? Ugh, fine. Welcome to the Pizza Bros Podcast. This is episode 35, The Stowaway. Is that good enough? Thanks.
Friday, 2:36 a.m.
Boom. Wub, wub, wub. Boom.
Steve stares angrily at the ceiling as his upstairs neighbor plays music that vibrates his entire apartment. That's it! I can't take it anymore! It's been 2 weeks of this! Screams Steve into the waiting darkness of his bedroom. He marches into his bathroom, grabs two pink allergy pills, and swallows them in the hope that he'll be able to get a little sleep before he has to be at work in the morning. He flops himself angrily onto his bed and covers his head with a pillow to drown out the sound. But the bass continues to vibrate his bed.
Boom! Wub, 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 boom.
Half an hour later, the pills have kicked in and Steve drifts off into a pink pill-induced medicated coma. Next thing Steve knows, his alarm is blaring in his ear. With blurry eyes, he looks at the time. 9:15? I'm late! Yells Steve as he fights off the grogginess from the night before. He jumps out of bed, throws on a mostly clean set of work clothes, and runs out the door. Steve gets to work just as Ed, who is also late, opens the front door. Steve chugs a few energy drinks and clocks in for his 10th double shift in a row. That evening is a busy Saturday night, and much to the relief of all the tipped employees at Pizza Bros, money is once again generously flowing into their pockets. As Steve finishes up his 10th delivery of the night, he has accidentally left his back door open. In the back of his car is a pile of pizza bags from all that night's deliveries, which he has neglected to bring back into the store. Steve speaks to the customer, hands them their pizzas, and wishes them a good night. But before Steve gets back to his car, an unexpected thing happens. A dog wanders down the road with no owner in sight. He smells the smell of fresh pizzas and meanders towards Steve's car. He sees the open back door and sticks his nose into the back seat. The dog's senses are overwhelmed by the desire to eat a pizza. So he hops up into the back seat and wiggles his way down under the layers of pizza bags to find what he hopes is a buried pizza. As the dog digs through the bags, a few of them fall on top of him, which makes him unable to be seen by Steve, who is now back at his car. Steve chucks the bag on top of the pile in his back seat as the dog hides, scared to be caught. Steve quickly closes the back door to his car, trapping the dog in the car with him. He hops in the driver's seat and rockets down the road to pick up another delivery. Steve pulls up to Pizza Bros, exits the car, and looking more run down than usual, jogs back into the store. Much to his surprise, there are two big deliveries waiting for him on the hot rack. As he goes to grab them, Dennis gets in his way.
Are you okay? You look bad,
accuses Dennis.
Not now. We're finally busy. I've got to take more deliveries,
replies a cranky Steve.
Yes, now. This is the 10th day you've worked a double in a row. You look like Ed. How are you even functioning right now?
Asks Dennis.
Energy drinks all day and sleeping pills at night, gruffly replies Steve.
You can't be working like that. Remember what happened to me when I took pills at work?
Asks Dennis.
Yeah, you got to be on national television, I remember, replies Steve as he tries to deflect Dennis's question.
What? No, you need to be careful,
says Dennis with concern.
I'm fine, don't worry about me, replies Steve as he grabs his orders, places them in new hot bags, and is back to his car in a flash.
He puts one of the deliveries in the passenger seat and the other in the back of the car, not knowing that there is a lurking predator waiting for the opportunity to munch down a hot, delicious pizza. Steve once again speeds down the road towards his next delivery. As he does, the hidden dog sticks his nose out from under the pile of pizza bags and searches for a way to open the new bag with the pizzas in it. The dog quietly and carefully pulls open the bag and sticks his head into it. Using his teeth, he opens the top pizza box and quickly snatches two pieces off of a large pepperoni pizza. The box top closes and the dog retreats to his pizza bag den to eat his prize. Steve stops at the first delivery, pulls the bags out of the front seat of his car, and quickly delivers the first order. As Steve arrives at his second delivery, he walks around to the back of the car, grabs the second order out of the back seat, and notices that the hot bag is open.
That's strange, he thinks to himself. but with no obvious cause, he simply recloses the flap and delivers the second delivery completely unaware that it's missing two pieces of pizza. He waves goodbye to the customers and once again rushes back towards Pizza Bros. Back at the store, Riley receives a strange phone call.
Your pizza was missing two slices? I've heard that one before. Drool in the box? Okay, that's a new one. But still,
replies Riley as he hangs up on what he thinks is a prank call. Steve returns to the store and repeats the sequence with the dog three more times. The sneaky hound ends up eating two cookies, a brownie, more pizza, and a few chicken wings.
Eating wings? Fine, I'll refund your entire order,
says Riley as he fields his fifth complaint against Steve for the night. As Riley hangs up the phone, he turns around to see a completely exhausted and dirty-looking Steve standing behind him. He looks at Steve and sees what he thinks are crumbs from the eaten food on his shirt and arms.
Look, we gotta talk. Let's go to the office,
says Riley. Okay, replies Steve. As they enter the office, Riley closes the door, something that makes Steve very uncomfortable.
Look, Steve, jeez, how do I even talk to you about this?
Riley pauses uncomfortably before he finally blurts out,
Dude, you can't eat customers' food! If you're hungry, just tell me and we'll make a pizza!
Steve draws a puzzled expression on his face. What are you talking about? Steve asks.
Don't play dumb. I know about the customer's food you've been eating on your deliveries,
says Riley as he lays it bare for Steve.
Did you think you'd get away with it? Or are you just so delirious from working that you can't even remember doing it?
Asks Riley. I have no idea what you're talking about, says Steve with confusion.
I've got five complaints from your deliveries tonight saying that they had bites taken out of their food. Or they were even missing slices of pizza. The last complaint I got said that we delivered their chicken wings, and half of them were already eaten. And the bones were put back in the box. Dude, that's messed up,
accuses Riley. But, protests Steve, only to be cut off by Riley.
Look, I'm sorry, but I have to do something. I'm not gonna write you up, but...
Riley takes a deep sigh and continues.
I have to send you home early. So, you're cut for the night. Go home and get some sleep,
says Riley, embarrassed to have to act like a manager.
What? But I didn't do it, exclaims Steve. Ugh, why is this happening to me? I finally start to get caught up on bills, and now this,
he complains.
Sorry, bro. That's just how it's gotta be,
replies Riley.
Also, don't forget to take all the hot bags out of your car before you leave. We need them. We're running low,
says Riley as he finishes cashing Steve out for the night. Exhausted and frustrated, Steve heads to his car and grabs armfuls of hot bags. As he does, Dennis pulls up behind him in a flurry and hops out of his car.
What's going on? Did we slow down or something?
Asks Dennis with panic.
No! Riley cut me for the night. He said that I delivered half-eaten food to my customers,
pouts Steve.
Is that what's been going on with all these reruns tonight? I've had to waste my time running your eaten food. I told you not to mix uppers and downers,
accuses Dennis.
Why don't you ever listen to me?
I don't know what to say. I'm sorry. I don't even remember doing it,
pouts Steve.
See? Uppers and downers. They make you do weird stuff that you can't remember,
says Dennis as he feels the satisfaction of being right. After a moment of gloating, Dennis rushes into the store to grab another order.
Oh, whatever,
says Steve as he again reaches into the back seat of his car. As Steve grabs more bags, suddenly one of them starts to wiggle and tries to break free from Steve's grip. Caught off guard, he drops the bags on the ground, and from the inside of one comes a small, scraggly dog covered in pizza and buffalo wing sauce. The dog looks up at Steve, wags his tail, and in an effort to say thanks, instead says,
Woof! Woof!
So you're the one who's been eating my orders tonight, says Steve. He picks up the dog, carries it into the store, and marches up to Riley and Dennis.
See? It wasn't me. It was this dog, and I just found him in my car,
insists Steve. After an inspection of the various sauces and residues found on the dog, Riley and Dennis accept the explanation. I better get you home, says Steve to the dog. Steve finds the dog's address on his collar, punches it into his GPS, and heads across town. He finds the house, carries the dog to the door, and knocks. The door is opened by an elderly woman, the kind you'd want to call grandma as soon as you meet her.
Scrappy!
The woman exclaims.
I've been looking everywhere for you. Thank you so much for bringing him home.
Steve laughs and recounts the story to the woman.
Seems like you two had quite the adventure,
she says. Yeah, I guess we did, he agrees.
I'm sorry you had to end work early because of him. It sounds like you really could have used the money,
she says. Steve awkwardly rubs the back of his head. Oh, well, yeah, I could have, but... The woman nods knowingly at Steve.
Hang on a moment. I have something for you.
She leaves Steve's view and after a few moments returns with a bag of something in her hand.
Here you go. This is a reward for returning my dog. I know it's not worth as much as the rest of your work night, but I had to give you something.
She insists. Steve takes the bag with gratitude. He opens it up and the smell of cookies transports him back to being a little kid at his grandma's house. He pulls out a cookie, takes a bite, and immediately all his cares in the world melt away. He no longer was worried about the stress of being behind on his bills, the exhaustion of working doubles, or his horrible neighbor. For one full moment, Steve was content. He looks at the elderly woman. To me, this was worth more than you can imagine. Thank you. The end.
Looks like you barely got out of that pickle, Steve.
Well, I told you it wasn't me eating all the food.
Well, in our defense. I mean, come on.
I mean, I'm not like a drug person, Dennis. Like, I don't even know what uppers and downers are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, well, that's it for episode 35 of the Pizza Bros podcast. Thank you guys for listening. And don't forget to visit therealpizzabros.com. Sign up to receive notifications on your favorite podcast app and drop us a line. Anyways, thanks guys for listening. We'll see you later.
Good job, Steve. Very coherent.